Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Little Stones bringing us back there. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. And by the way, don't forget to check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. Kim Levine is with us. Kim's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Mommy Manifesto. You better go get that copy, folks, before the government confiscates all of them. This is a subversive document. You know, Kim, the government's going to pull these off the shelf. People better get them right now, hadn't they?
Well, I don't know. Jennifer Granholm, governor of Michigan, actually used it as her playbook the last year, I think.
Good for her. Hey, Kim, give us the website. Tell us how we can find you.
They can go to mommymillionaire.com, and they can find out all the information about what I'm speaking about today, and you know, most importantly, where to raise capital to fund their business.
Well, see, the reason I call this a subversive document, you're trying to give women more power, and you know the good old boys club in Washington, they don't like that. They don't want women to have more power. Right?
Well, you know, Jim, the whole thing about business success, and we had a brief discussion about this on the phone during the break, is, you know, in my journeys, I found that, you know, 80% of businesses will fail in the first 4 years. That's a fact. And of those that remain, another 80% will fail in the next 4 years. And, you know, what it comes down to is your thoughts. You know, what you think about yourself, when you're going to give up, and if you're going to give up, you know. And I thought, you know, if success is in your head, we have to fix the messages that are in your head.
How many times should you have failed in your business? I should have already closed up the tent and ridden off into the sunset. But I want to ask you a question. One of the things we know is venture capitalists are nothing if not all about the exit strategy. They must have an exit strategy. And historically, now see, this is, we talk about changing paradigms. Historically, the exit strategy has been the IPO, right? Going public.
Well, you know.
So my question is, don't, you know, maybe if, you know, a lot of women are like a lot of men, that this business is their baby. And they the idea of breaking it up and selling it off and me losing control, that's antithetical to them. And so my question is, shouldn't we be talking about other ways of getting venture capital? Shouldn't we be talking about venture loans instead of venture equity? What do you think?
No, Jim, I don't agree with that, because I'll tell you what, you're right. Every woman starts out with, this is my baby, I created
men,
it.
Men too, I'm that way. I'm that way.
I want to take the money and help children. And then I lead them through this process when they consult with me one-on-one through my academy. You know, the first question I ask them is, you know, I don't want to hear about you saving children in your neighborhood. If you really want to help people in this world, give millions jobs.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
I mean, don't teach a man
that's,
to, you
that's
know, don't
the invisible
give a man
hand.
To teach him to fish.
That's Adam Smith's invisible hand.
And this
invisible
is where you
hand.
Really help people. And to be motivated by money is what it's going to take. And when I show these people, you know, most of the people I work with, Jim, amazingly don't know how much money they want to make in an exit strategy. How can you present your value proposition to investors if you don't know? And when I tell them, listen, you can make, you can exit with $20 million in 5 years, and here's how we're going to do it, they can't get their mind around
but,
it. And that's
but,
when they
but,
have
Kim,
their wake-up call.
Let me ask you another question,
it's not
though.
About owning this company anymore. It's about making money.
Isn't the future, though, of exit strategies going to be less IPOs? I mean, look at what's happening on Wall Street. I mean,
you know, and that's the whole thing, Jim. That's why this whole investor market is on fire, because it used to be, you know, you couldn't tap into these ground floor opportunities unless they were IPOs, you know, because these investors held them close to their chest. Now the access to capital is right down the street, you know, in these angel groups that have developed all over the United States. They're everywhere. And so, now these investors can tap into these ground floor opportunities before they come IPOs.
And angels
are
less likely to... Angels are less likely to be as ardent about an exit strategy as VCs are. Venture capitalists.
Well, you know, they have a lower investment threshold, and yes, they are the mid-gap financing. You know, they don't. Mm-hmm. Angels will put as little as $75,000, and I've seen them put up to, you know, maybe $5 million. It, you know, VC starts at $10 million typically.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You know, these angel investors are filling the gap. And honestly, I know some cutting-edge angel investors who've been in the game for 20 years who are saying the stock market is not going to be what it used to
no.
be. 20 years
That's
from now,
right.
Because, you know, these companies are going to be privately owned, and if you miss out the opportunity to get in on the ground floor, they're not going to be
Sarbanes-Oxley is not the friend of your women that you're trying to help, Kim. So let me ask you a question. Are you making progress? Are women starting to get it? Are they getting a little bit more aggressive in raising capital?
No, I'm trying.
Oh, no.
And it's just going to be a major task. You know, it's teaching women to think that they can, you know, dream big. It's teaching women.
Have you found 10 women?
Access to
have you found 10 women who will ask for $10 million?
No, I haven't found one.
Wow.
So I found one, you know, people who will ask for it, but do they have the financials? Do they have the business plan? Do they have the exit strategy? Can they put their value proposition in a nutshell
yeah.
for an investor?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I put my name on the line to, you know, here's the real
mm-hmm.
million-dollar question. You know, can I,
wow.
I got everything on the line, Jim. I brought these investors in. They said they'll come
right.
if
and that,
deliver,
and that money,
you know, money ready.
If that money doesn't, if that money doesn't go somewhere, it's not going to stay there long. It's going to go away. Kim, give us the website again, please.
MommyMillionaire.com. They can learn all about my journey there and get free resources.
I'm proud of your effort, Kim. Don't give up.
Thank you.
I'll help.
Thank you.
See you next time.
All right, Jim. Let's rock the world in 2012.
There you go. Kim Levine, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.